In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. If you noticed in today's Gospel that the Lord spoke about the eye in the end of the Gospel, He started that one of the women, one of the simple women, were praising Him. Blessed are you, and blessed even your mother, the womb that bore you. And she was just really praising Him after He spoke, because no one spoke like the Lord Jesus Christ. And then the scribes and Pharisees started to be negative and to say negative things about the Lord and to put Him down. So the Lord started to tell them how they don't have any kind of understanding and how their mind is totally corrupted. And He said, Jonah the prophet, when he came, a lot of people repented at his repentance. When Solomon was a wise man, everyone went to him. And now you have the Son of God, the Logos of God, the wisdom of God amongst you. You're religious people, and you can't tell? You definitely are sick in your mind. You have corrupted mind. Then Jesus said something very important that we want to focus on today. Is He said, the lamp of the body is the eye. If your eye is simple, then your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, then your entire body is bad. If you think about it, it's not related that much to what He was saying. But He didn't mean the physical eye. He meant your vision. You didn't have vision. You don't have understanding. The eye here, sometimes the eye comes in the context of the mind. Your mind is corrupted. That's why you couldn't figure me out. And He said something very, very important. And He says the eye is your understanding, your reasoning, your mind. If this is not going well, if this is corrupted, then nothing will be good in your life. If you don't know how to think the right way, if your mind is not in the right track, your entire life, when He said your entire body, everything that you have will be pain. How true these words are. And I have to tell you, from counseling a lot of people and seeing a lot of people and taking a lot of confessions, I have to tell you that the one thing that I always have to work on with everyone who comes to me is work on his thoughts, on his mind, on his reasoning. And as the Bible said, that the master of this world, which is the devil, corrupted our minds. Believe it or not, one of the strongest spiritual warfares that you will ever face in your life, it's the war of thoughts. How the devil want to control your thoughts and give you negative thoughts and give you negative feelings and make you think negatively or make you think the wrong way. And if he can take a control over your mind, that's it. He doesn't need to control anything else. If the mind is not set right, nothing else will be right. And as you know, when the devil fought with the Lord Jesus Christ, the Father said that He fought with Him through the war of thoughts. He gave Him ideas. Why? What do you think of transforming, you know, this stone into bread? Why don't you? What do you think if you throw yourself and people see you and believe in you? It's thoughts. A lot of times, the devil is not trying to throw a very crazy thought. Sometimes it's very simple, but this simple thought can destroy an entire life. Believe it or not. I'll give you examples right now. But I just want you to know that St. Peter said in his epistle, be sober, be vigilant. Why? Because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. The devil doesn't want to make you fall into a temptation or a sin. No, he wants to destroy the entire life. And the easiest way to do that is to throw a wrong idea or wrong principle and let me live with this for the rest of my life. when he came to Adam and Eve, he didn't tell them, okay, I want you to disobey God and be kicked out of the paradise. He didn't tell them that. He just threw a thought for them. Did really God tell you not to eat of all the trees? A thought and a lie at the same time. Did really God tell you not to eat of all the trees of the paradise? That didn't happen. God never told them not to eat of all the trees. He told them about one tree. But it's just a thought. Think about it. Just think about it. A thought. Did really God tell you that? And why? Very simple thing. Can you believe that a simple thing and simple idea and simple misunderstanding can cause all this damage? I can tell you, in a lot of places, in a lot of houses, houses are destroyed because of just wrong principles. Because of wrong principles. I was living in my home, and I got some principles from my family of origin. And I think they're right. I think the principles are true. But if they're not true, if it's not according to God, this may destroy my family. Big percentage of the problems that happen in any family, it has something to do with the family of origin, the way we are raised. Why? Because we got these principles really stuck in our mind. We believed in them and we lived them. That's why it's very, very important to examine our thoughts and to examine our principles and to examine the ideas and to examine everything that passes through our mind. Because if our mind is darkness and doesn't have light, all of our life will be miserable. There is a very important verse in the book of Proverbs, Proverbs 23:7. And I want you to just remember this reference, and I want you to go back and check it out. Proverbs 23:7. The Bible says, "For as he thinks in his heart, so is he." I'll say it again. "For as he thinks in his heart, so is he." I will say it in a modern way. The way we think is the way we are. Or the way we think is the way we feel. If we think negatively, we will live in depression. We will be negative people, right? If you think negatively, you'll be a negative person. And of course, your feeling will be just feeling of depression. If you think positively, even if nothing is going right in your life, what you're going to feel? You're going to feel all right. Because you think positively. Positive people, they're a charm. They're always, you know, upbeat, and it doesn't matter what's happening to them. If you think in a materialistic way, you'll become a materialistic person. If you think in a comparison way, if you compare people, or if you envy people regularly, you will become a very bitter person, and you're not going to like anyone. If you think with your emotions, what are you going to become? You know, a lot of people, mostly ladies, think with their emotions, not with their brain. You know, people in general, but you know, most of them are ladies somehow, because ladies are emotional by nature. So if they use their emotions to think with, what's going to happen to them? They're going to be unstable, moody. Have you heard about this term before? A moody person, ups and downs. Why? Because the emotions. You eat pizza, you get high emotions. You eat food, you get bad emotions. Emotions go up and down. Anything can create emotions. Good things, bad things, you know, clouds, you know, we're not feeling well, just, you know, clouds go away and the sun rises, you know, we're feeling good. Feelings go up and down 20 times a day. So if you think with your emotions, you're going to be an unstable person and you're going to have ups and downs. If someone thinks of his weaknesses, he's never going to accomplish anything in his life. He's going to think that I'm a failure. A lot of people think this way. God never created failure people, but The fact is, there's a lot of people think they are failures. Why? Because they always think of their mistakes and their past and what they happened, or probably the principles they received at home. If someone was raised in a house where he labeled as a stupid and failure all his life, of course this person will never accomplish anything unless he thinks the right way and gets rid of this wrong principle. So I just want to tell you how important and crucial the way we think, because for as he thinks in his heart, so he is. The way we think, the way we become, and the way we feel. In conclusion, we have a lot of wrong principles and ideas and wrong way of thinking, all of us. And even if you don't have a wrong way of thinking and you're thinking the right way and the positive way, there is someone who is after you like a roaring lion in order to destroy your mind. Because if he does that, and if he gets into your mind, he gets a total control of you. So are you vigilant and sober to that? Do you know that this is happening? Do you know that there are a lot of bad ideas and bad way of thinking and evil thinking is going to come? And how are you going to deal with it? Not only the devil, but also the world. The world is filling our minds of ideas and principles. Why we criticize TV? Because TV is just when you watch for hours and hours, this is going to become your thoughts and your mentality. You're going to learn your principles from there. And believe it or not, as the Lord Jesus Christ said about the devil in John 8:44, he is, can you remember this? He is a liar and father of a liar. The problem is not the devil is going to give you an idea. No, he's going to give you a lie. And this lie can really destroy your life, as I said before. So, what should we do? If we shouldn't think like the world, and if we shouldn't think with the ideas of the devil. St. Paul says that in 1 Corinthians 2:16. He said, but we have the mind of Christ. But we have the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ. So God wants us to think the way he thinks, to see things the way they think. Let me give you an example. A lot of people who don't have self-confidence or self-worth, their problem is that they don't think like God. They don't think, they don't see things the way God sees them. They don't see themselves the way God sees them. You know what I mean? They don't see things and they don't see their life the way God sees them. That's why it's very important to learn how to think and how to take control over our mind. I'll give you a couple of verses in the Bible that told us that. In Romans 12:2, St. Paul said, and do not be conformed to this world. Don't be like this world. But be transformed. Be changed, be different. How? By the renewing of your mind. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then there is practice. There is something. There is renewal of mind. There is something that I need to do in order to renew my mind. That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Be renewed in your mind in order to know what's the acceptable and perfect will of God, because this is the way we should think. In 1 Corinthians 14:20, he said, brethren, do not be children in understanding or in mind. However, in malice be babes. In evil be babes. But in understanding be mature. You need to learn how to think the right way. And in 2 Corinthians 11:3, St. Paul says, but I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that's in Christ. It is true. Anytime you feel negative or bad or down or an anxiety or any kind of negative feeling, it's because you're thinking the wrong way. You're not thinking the right way. You're not thinking according to God's will. You're not thinking the way God, you're not seeing things the way God sees things. But thanks be to God, and thanks be to the Lord Jesus Christ, He gave us authority over the devil and over these chains. Let me tell you that these things are like chains. This is one of the worst binds, one of the worst chains that you will have in your life. Because it's worse than any kind of addiction. Because if any addiction, it's like it's a substance. You can withdraw the substance. But how can you withdraw a thought? Is it that easy? How can you take away a principle that you lived with it for 30, 40, or 50 years all of your life and live with a new principle? How can you get rid of the wrong mentality and the evil mentality and the bad and the negative mentality? Is that easy? Yes. In Christ, it is easy. Our Lord Jesus Christ said to those who believed in Him, "If you abide in My word, you are My disciples indeed, and you will be free." If the Son will free you, you will be free. When you freedom in Christ. Same way Christ gave freedom to a lot of people who were addicted to sin and addicted to bad stuff. We can be freed from the negative way of thinking and from all the wrong principles and ideas that we lived with. Even if we lived with it all of our lives, it could happen if Christ really cleanse us. And there is a very nice promise in 2 Corinthians 10, 4 and 5. And this actually, this verse is given to anyone who is in bondage, whether by sin or thought or addiction or anything. It's a promise from God that we have the authority over any evil thing. Just remember this. I give you so many references today. Just Proverbs 23:7, and then the second one, 2 Corinthians 10, 4 and 5. Is that hard? 2 Corinthians 10, 4 and 5. That's what it says. "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God." God gave us some weapons that are mighty, that are so strong, but are mighty in God. "For pulling down strongholds." That's the strongholds of the thoughts or any kind of slavery. "Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God." Listen to this. "Bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ." Bringing every thought to captivity to the obedience of Christ. We have the authority from God to bring every thought under the obedience of Christ. And if it's not according to Christ, the Lord is giving us the authority to blow this away very easily. It's not hard as people outside. We have this promise from God. I wonder how many strongholds we have in our lives. How many strongholds? How many castles that makes us live almost handicapped? Don't know what to do. Don't know how to grow. And don't know how to get closer to God. And don't know how to love people. Some of us have some strongholds that I cannot trust anyone. Anyone who were in the past dealt with any kind of just bad situations or anyone who's losing parents or things like this or losing a close friend gets some kind of insecurity of life. Anyone who dealt with infidelity, he lives all of his life, can't trust anyone. Is that the right way to live? It's the wrong way to live. If anyone lives a life without trusting anyone in life, He's a miserable person. That's a stronghold. The devil is just tying him. A lot of us live in fear. What is that? It's a stronghold by the devil. The fear is not real. The thought is not true. But, and yet, we are slaves to these thoughts and to these principles. Okay? So, a girl took from her mother that men are not trustworthy. Do you think that this young lady will have a successful marriage? Absolutely not. Because she can't trust men. Because her mother embedded that in her mind that all of them are like this. Can't trust men. That's it. It's like from God. She thinks it's in the Bible. And so many things like this. Someone took from his father that, you know, old ladies are, you know, children-minded. Can't say it in English, but in Arabic, واحد يأخذ من أبوه كلهن ناقصات عقل ودين. That's the one of the false prophets said that. So he lives all of his life with the wrong mentality. That this is how women and how he deals with women, and of course this man will have a problem in his life. Or someone is living with guilt. Someone is living with guilt or was given a lot of guilt. So weakness and failure and all of this. Jesus, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And he's giving us this truth in order for this truth to free us. It's very, very, very important for a Christian person to know how he thinks and to work on his thoughts regularly. It's basically anyone who doesn't have clear glasses. You know, when they tell that some people have black glasses. So if you don't have clear glasses, you're not going to see clearly. And accordingly, you're not going to walk clearly. Is this really possible? Let me tell you that this is one of the hardest things. Man can change in him. You can change behavior much easier than changing a thought. Thank God we have this promise in Christ that we can in Him and through His words, the Word of God, are going to help us in order to do that. But it's going to take a lot of time. You can't build up a thought for 20, 30, 40, 50 years and get rid of it in a day or two or a week or two or a month or two or a year or two. It's going to take time. But Jesus promised us with the freedom. And the same with every good gift that He gives us, that it takes some time in order to receive a great gift such as this. Let me tell you, if you take control of your thoughts, you're going to take control of your entire life. You are going to decide to live happily. And you are going to decide to live positively. And you are going to decide how you want to live and how you want to feel. Nothing from outside is going to tell you how to live or how to feel. But you're going to have a grip and a control over your life. So, how can we do that? I'll tell you three things very quickly. First, in order to cast down a thought or to kick out a wrong or a bad thought, you have to discover it first. How will you discover this? It's through the theme that we set for this year is examining yourself. And I'm telling you, when you examine yourself every night, as a lot of you are doing that and doing a great job in that, please examine your thoughts too, not only your actions. And you will know. And God will guide you. If you pray, God, show me how is the wrong way that I'm thinking. God is going to show you how you're thinking and how this is wrong and how this is not according to God's will. A lot of people come to me with a thought or an idea, and I just recite what they said in different words. And I tell them, do you think that God likes this? And they said, no. So it's very clear. Just think about it. Just use the gift that God has given you is your mind. The best gift that God has given you ever is your mind. And never let the devil take control, or the world, or anything else take control of your mind. So through self-examination, see if this is according to God's will or not. Is this thought or idea or principle, is it from God or from the devil? Is it good or evil? How do I know? Do I do that? Through the Word of God. The Word of God is like a mirror. It explains everything. It gives you ideas. And of course, when you have some understanding with the Word of God, you can tell if this is how God thinks or not. Is this the way God thinks or not? Our Lord Jesus Christ, when He answered the devil the three times He was tempting him, He answered from the Holy Scripture, from the Word of God, teaching us that every thought will be overcome through the Word of God, through a verse, through a guidance, through teaching of the Word of God, because it's there for us as guidance. What if I don't know the entire Bible? What if I don't have a lot of knowledge about the Bible? How do I know what's from God and what's not? If you are faithful, and especially if you're faithful in doing your quiet time daily, I promise you that God is going to send you the answer before you get the question. He's going to give you the verse that you need on the day that you need it, if you're faithful in doing that. So that's how God will answer you. Is this from God or not? Pray about it and ask. And I'm telling you, if God doesn't answer you in a quiet time, He's going to answer you in a Bible reading, or He's going to answer you in a church, or in a sermon, or in a Bible reading, or in a Christian radio station. Casting out thoughts and every high thing that exalts itself against God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. That every thought would be according to the will of God and according to Christ and according to the commandment. When you examine yourself, I want you to be extremely strict with any thought that's not from God. And I'm telling you, any thought that you have in your mind that's not from God, it's like you have a little devil in your brain, in your mind. Will you sleep happily if you know that there is a little devil up there? That's why in the liturgy we say every thought that's not pleasing to your goodness, cast it away from us. Let it be far away from us. Every thought that's not pleasing to your goodness. Try to learn how to answer any wrong principle or any thought from the Word of God. It needs some kind of training. The second, so this is the first thing, is examining the thoughts. The second thing is learning how to think positively. And I don't have a lot of time to talk about this, but I'll give you another reference, but that time is easy. It's Philippians 4:4. And you can read till the end of the chapter. Philippians 4:4. And it starts with this: rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Very, very, very nice. It's a commandment. Rejoice. Is it a feeling? No. Because if you think according to God and according to the will of God, you must rejoice. You will decide how to feel and how to think and how to be. That's why it's a command. Rejoice in the Lord always. How? It's going to tell you how to think positively. Look at the positive things and never, ever, ever, ever meditate on the negative things or the bad things. Teach your eye and train your eyes and your thoughts never to dwell on the bad or negative. Don't recite it. Don't tell it to people. When you go in the street or you go to church or you go to a party, when you go home, don't tell your family about the bad things you've seen. Tell them about the good things only. Never dwell on the bad. Never dwell on the negative. Because this is how you think positively. And this is how you see good things. And this is how you love people. If you see the bad things that people, believe me, you're not going to like anyone in the world. You're not going to love the Lord Himself. Because the Lord Himself, a lot of times, do things that you don't like or you think it's bad. But look at the good things in general and in people and in the life. Train yourself to do that and you will live a life of joy and you will have a grip over your thoughts. You're not going to think negatively. Third and the last. So I said how to get a control over the thoughts, examine the thoughts and bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. The second is to train yourself to think positively, also according to the Word of God. And the third is the guidance, the spiritual guidance. How do I know if this thought is good or bad, destroying my life or bending my life? If you're so confused about it and don't know, go and ask. Go and ask. That's why God brought counselors and fathers of confessions and leaders and things like this. Ask someone who is familiar with the Word of God and someone who has wisdom. Ask, is this something from God or from the devil? God wants us to be guided. God is not asking us to live this life on our own. That's why there's guidance. Those who are without guides will fall like the leaves. So I hope that you, this topic is really, really big, and this is one of the favorite things that I like to talk about and tell people about it, because I face it every single day when I see people thinking the wrong way. So please take this into consideration. Remember the verses that I told you. Think about it and go on with the theme of this new year, not only examining the actions, but also examining the thoughts. And I promise you, this will make a huge change in your life. And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.